Strong voice.
Strong opinions.
The Rob Snow Show returns on Rogers TV and City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
We're back. David Smith here filling in for Rob Snow, and we turn our attention now back to the vaccine file. Big development in Ontario's vaccine file this week. We have opened up fourth doses for some vulnerable groups, even fifth doses, and Spikevax for kids. Spikevax, all new for kids. Yes, Moderna for the little kids, the little ones, 6 months to 5 years. What does it all mean? Well, I wanted to bring on today Dr. Dawn Bodish. She is the Canada Research Chair in Aging and Immunity, Department of Pathology and Molecular Medicine at McMaster University. She knows quite a bit about vaccines. And good morning, Dr. Bodish.
Good morning, David. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it. I know you're busy. So I have a few sort of frequently asked questions here. These are things people have been asking me, people in my life who have read the news and aren't sure quite what it means. So I want to start with fourth doses today. In your perspective, I think a lot of people are wondering about the urgency. Is there a sense of urgency here? How important is a fourth dose for somebody who is in relatively good health and not in one of the predetermined high-risk categories? What is your sense of how important that fourth dose is going to be?
Yes, there's lots of different reasons to get vaccinated for people who are in that lower risk category. And we're entering this BA5 wave, and it looks like it's going to be a bit of a doozy. It looks like it's going to be a bit of a long wave. And if you remember, part of the issue in our last wave was all the healthcare disruptions, the hospital cancellations. We're still seeing people who had surgeries canceled from the last wave because there weren't enough staff who, you know, haven't yet been able to access that. So one of the reasons to get a fourth dose is to keep people working. Even if they aren't going to die, they can still get really sick. The other reason is many people are about 6 months out of their fourth dose now, and that means you have pretty much no protection against acquiring an infection with BA5. You're protected from death, you're protected from dying, which is great, but you can still get pretty sick. And unfortunately, the sicker you get, the more likely you are to have long-term health consequences like long COVID or other organ damage, lung damage, other damage. So getting a fourth dose is an investment in keeping yourself healthy in the long term. And it's also a way of minimizing the number of infections that we have and minimizing the economic disruptions or disruptions in our workplaces and our healthcare systems. So for that reason, I am strongly supportive of anyone who's about 6 months from their last dose getting protected. There is some discussion about waiting for a new vaccine that's on, and we can certainly talk about that. But because this pandemic has taught us that we cannot predict the future, it's better to get us protected now, minimize this wave, minimize disruptions to the healthcare system and other economic systems. And then when we get through it, we can start planning for what to do next.
I want to get back to the new formula of the vaccine in just a second here, but I want to pick up on something that you just said. Did you say that if I'm 6 months, I'm 8 months, I got my booster. I was fortunate enough to get my booster in early January, right after they opened it up to 18 plus. Did you say that at this point I have almost no protection against acquiring an infection? So it's not protecting me against getting infected, but if I'm infected, it'll prevent severe illness. Did I hear that right?
That's right. That's right. So by the time, unfortunately, this BA5 is just able to evade an immune response. And so we really don't have very long protection against it. And these infections, if you know someone who's had COVID, sure, some people have it pretty mild, but some people get pretty sick and it takes a long time to recover from that. So, you know, just thinking about your summer, your personal life, your vacation plans, I mean, you really don't want to spend 2 weeks recovering from a pretty bad illness if you don't have to. So it's a good investment in having a good summer.
No, for sure. I have a friend who is going to leave on a two-week trip 2 weeks from now, and they were kind of hemming and hawing about, oh, should I get it now? Should I wait till after my vacation? I don't want to have side effects while I'm on vacation. But it sounds like in that case, given that if you are infected, you might not be allowed to travel, then that would be a case where it might be beneficial to get it right away.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I just want to, because our time is a little tight, I want to pick up now on that theme on the new formula. How much more effective do you think that's going to be? I know that's sort of your wheelhouse, and I didn't get a good sense of that from another doctor I was speaking to because it wasn't quite their area of expertise. How important is that new formula? Is it like the new Cadillac, or is it, what's your sense of that?
Yeah, so what they do with the new formula, the Moderna has, it basically half the vaccine is the vaccine we've already got, and half is one that's specific for Omicron. And to be honest, I've been following this very, very closely, and in some of the early preclinical studies, things look promising, and then some of them didn't look very promising. But the data they've now submitted to Health Canada look really promising, that this, what they call the bivalent vaccine, bi because it has two different things in it, does look like it offers pretty good protection against BA5. And so that data's in with Health Canada right now, and I'm pretty excited about it because the vaccines we currently have, they work well. They work really well, but they only work for a short period of time against the Omicron. But they do work extremely well against all those pre-Omicron variants. So the idea of sticking them both together is looking towards the future. If the next variant is one that looks like Alpha, Beta, Delta, Gamma, we've still got a vaccine that protects us against that. But now you put in this one that looks like it'll provide some extra protection against Omicron. I don't think it'll be quite as perfect as the vaccine was against, this current vaccine was against the very first COVID, but it certainly is a great tool. The problem, and the reason I'm telling people not to wait, is that data is currently being reviewed by Health Canada. Then we have to get the vaccine, then we'll probably prioritize the vulnerable groups first, and by the time it gets to the general population, we keep saying fall, but it really could be more like winter. So, you know, I think the strategy that will give us the maximal protection is getting vaccinated now to get us through this wave, and then preparing for the next wave, and just reminding ourselves that we're going to need multiple vaccines to deal with this virus.
Yeah, that's a sense that I'm getting. You did a really good job of laying it out there. It's I'm almost thinking now, like those of us who rushed out to get our third shot, if you were somebody who waited and you got your third shot like this week, you're actually in pretty good shape because you can now afford to wait for the next. But again, like it might not even arrive until December. I mean, Dr. Moore said they expect it in the fall. In government speak, the fall could mean anything from September to Christmas. So
exactly.
Let's talk about teeny tiny shots for teeny tiny people. Spikevax for kids. How effective is that Moderna shot for kids? What's your sense of that?
It's looking really good. It protects against symptomatic infection by between 30% and 50%, which is wonderful. That's a great level of protection. And, you know, it's really important for parents to understand that, yes, in the very early days of this pandemic, kids seem to get through it okay. But currently, COVID is the number one reason for infectious disease hospitalization in kids. And this Omicron variant has been a lot worse for kids, especially kids with asthma, any kid who has any sort of breathing or respiratory issue, neurodevelopmental issues, things like that. So this provides protection for kids in general. And certainly, it will help with things like disruptions from daycare, you know, kids having to come home from school. So I think many parents are really excited about this, and I'm so grateful they have an option to protect themselves. I think it's a great option. The side effects look like side effects from any other vaccine. You know, your kid might be a little whiny, a little clingy, have a sore arm, you know, a little bit of a fever, but any parent who's got their kids vaccinated for anything will be very familiar with that whole set of symptoms.
In my experience, I can't imagine a kid complaining more than, say, a 50-year-old man, because I heard a lot just how bad the AstraZeneca was. Oh, it was bad. We just have a minute left here. I want to get a sense from you as a researcher. When you think about the state of COVID-19, big picture, globally right now, what are your concerns? Or if you have one concern.
My concern is we still are not getting vaccines out to the rest of the world, and we really lost a lot of trust. And so as long as this virus is allowed to percolate, we'll have more and more variants. And so this is not over. And I'm also really concerned that governments, including ours, are not throwing money at new and better vaccine technologies like the inhaled vaccines. I mean, we're only going to get so far with our current strategy, and we need some really novel new technologies. And why we're not seeing an Operation Warp Speed for some of these novel technologies that show a lot of progress, I can't understand. I don't understand why people want to ignore the problem rather than address it head on.
We'll have to have another conversation about that, but not on a Friday. Not on a Friday, because I'm in too good of a mood. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Bodish, for coming on the program today. That was very informative, and I know our listeners thank you.
My absolute pleasure. Anytime. Take care.
That was Dr. Don Bodish, Canada Research Chair, Aging and Immunity, one of the foremost scientific minds in our country when it comes to stuff like vaccines. So there you go. 9:28 after the news, Derek Fage will be here and we'll have a little bit of fun on a Friday right here on the Rob Snow Show. David Smith filling in. We'll be right back on Rogers TV and City News.